VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia's missile strike on the port of Odessa on Saturday demonstrates that Moscow will find ways not to implement the grain deal struck with the United Nations, Turkey, and Ukraine on Friday. Zelensky said in a video posted on Telegram, "This proves only one thing. No matter what Russia says and promises, it will find ways not to implement it." And the U.S. ambassador to Kyiv said that Moscow should be held to account for what she called an outrageous Russian strike on the port city of Odessa on Saturday. The Kremlin continues to weaponize food, U.S. Ambassador Bridget Brink wrote on Twitter. Russian missiles struck infrastructure in Ukraine's port of Odessa today, just a day after Russia and Ukraine signed UN-backed agreements to reopen Black Sea ports to resume grain exports, the Ukrainian military said. Meantime, the foreign minister of Moldova's separatist Transnistria region said that it is committed to achieving independence and possible unification with Russia, and that Moldova's becoming a candidate for European Union membership effectively ends any possibility of cooperation. Transnistria is a sliver of land lying between Ukraine and the rest of Moldova. It has hosted a contingent of Russian peacekeeping forces since 1992, and since the 1992 end of a separatist war. Vitaly Ignatyev, the unrecognized government's foreign minister, told a news conference in Moscow that Transnistria will pursue the independent development of Transnistria and the subsequent free entry into the Russian Federation. Moldova is constitutionally neutral and thus not a potential NATO member, but was showing a growing Western orientation. This is VOA News. Thousands of Hungarians marched in Budapest on Saturday to defend LGBTQ rights, a year after the passage of a law widely described as discriminatory. Participants, who included foreign diplomats, condemned the text adopted in 2021 prohibiting the, quote, representation or promotion of LGBTQ among minors. The controversial law, originally aimed at fighting sexual crimes against children, caused an uproar in Europe last year, with Commission President Ursula von der Leyen previously calling it a shame. The nationalist and ultra-conservative Prime Minister Viktor Orban, whose country is in the crosshairs of Brussels for its attacks on the rule of law, insists that the law is not homophobic and aims to protect the rights of children. New Zealanders are dying from COVID-19 at record rates as the country battles a new wave of the Omicron strain that is particularly affecting the older population. Deaths from the virus reached 151 in the 7 days to July 16th, compared with 115 in the worst week of the previous wave back in March. That's according to Health Ministry data. In the latest 24 hours, 26 people died from COVID, all aged over 60, the ministry said in a statement. Iraq said Saturday it was preparing to host a public meeting of the foreign ministers of Iran and Saudi Arabia as the two rivals seek to mend ties. That's according to Iraq's foreign minister. Since April last year, Iraq has hosted 5 rounds of talks between Sunni Muslim Saudi Arabia and Shiite majority Iran, which supports opposing sides in various conflicts around the region. Those encounters were held privately and at a low level. The minister's comments came days after Iran's foreign minister told state media that his country and Saudi Arabia are ready to move reconciliation talks to that higher level. Riyadh severed ties with Tehran after Iranian protesters attacked Saudi diplomatic missions in Iran in 2016 following the Saudi execution of a Shiite Muslim cleric. Global media and music brands are racing to claim a stake in Africa's music market as internet and smartphone penetration popularize artists and genres far beyond Africa's borders. Universal Music Group launched Virgin Music Africa Label and Artist Services in June for independent African labels and artists. The service will digitize out-of-print music catalogs to tap into the growing market for the sounds and chart toppers of the continent. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman reporting for VOA News.